Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and this show, The Spice of Life, happens to be CITR's primary Sesame Street-themed post-rock show. We're going to play some post-rock, and what I mean by that is there's maybe going to be a bit of shoegaze, a bit of math rock, maybe a bit of progressive rock as well. We'll see what we get to. I'd like to start things off with a trio of songs that I think are really interesting to listen to one next to another. They're from three local Vancouver bands. The first is Polar Horse, the second is Zoo Strategies, and the third is Yes Bear. And I want you to listen to the different songs because there's some overlap in band members. Two of the members in Polar Horse are in Zoo Strategies, and a different two members in Zoo Strategies are in Yes Bear. And so you can kind of see the influence and see how each of them affected the music, and I think it comes out really interestingly. And so we're going to start off with Polar Horse, which is kind of at one end of the spectrum, and then play a Zoo Strategy song and then a Yes Bear song, and you can kind of see the transition from kind of this more methodical approach to post-rock into a more garage kind of scene with Yes Bear. So we're going to hear a Polar Horse song first, as I mentioned. It's called Bob Marley's Tesseract. And then after that, we're going to hear a Zoo Strategies song called Hot Avalanche. And finally, we're going to hear Yes Bear's To Reiterate. So I hope you enjoy these songs, and I'll see you when you get back.
Interesting, and if you don't agree, you can
take a hike. Off.
We'll be right back. One post-rock song, two post-rock songs, We just heard from three of Vancouver post-rock band. First, we heard Zoo Strategies. No, that was second. First, we heard Polar Horse playing the song Bob Marley's Tesseract. And then we heard from Zoo Strategies playing the song Hot Avalanche, And after that, we heard Yes Bear playing the song To Reiterate. It is frustrating to talk like this because every few seconds you have to pause and go,
Yeah, so I wanted to play those three. Whoa, where did the count go? Ben's back. This is the Spice of Life. We heard those three songs in a row, and I wanted to play them in a row and in that order because I think it's really cool to hear how they've kind of influenced each other and how the individual members of each band have brought the different sounds into Zoo Strategies. So speaking about Polar Horse and about Yes Bear, what they bring into Zoo Strategies and how it's kind of a mix. I think it's a really cool mix. I think maybe the most obvious example is the drummer from Yes Bear is also in Zoo Strategies, and so you can hear like this kind of like frantic like Yes Bear garage drumming in the Zoo Strategies, which is a lot more methodical. When I think about Polar Horse and I think about the sound that Polar Horse cultivates, it's a very methodical sound. So I think Zoo Strategies is really cool in particular because it's this neat mix. So anyway, they're all really cool bands and I like them all. They sometimes play shows around town, so those are always things to watch for. And if you enjoyed those songs, you should check out their Bandcamp pages because they're all enjoyable. And they're different, too, but related. So they're kind of like cousins, or however songs get related into other songs. I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening to me. We have more songs to come, lots more songs to come. 5, to be exact. This is going on right now between 8 and 9 p.m. The show The Spice of Life airs from 8 to 9 p.m. every other Thursday. This Thursday happens to be a Thursday that it's airing because you're hearing it. Next Thursday it won't be airing, and then the Thursday after that it will be airing, which is how every other Thursday works, in case you weren't clear. I like to over-explain it because it's kind of confusing. People ask me, why don't you have a show every week? And I'm like, well, you know, it's more time. You can't always do that. So every other week is where I'm at. And I'm happy to just be hanging out and sharing some of my picks with you. So up next, we will hear a song by the band Fleur de Lis. The song is called Rome. I hope you like it. It's going to be a bit of a change up, especially from Yes Bear, but bit of a change up. The cool thing about having a post-rock show and being able to play post-rock music is that there's so many different genres within post-rock that you can never get bored, because there's always new stuff and always different stuff. Like, I have a couple of very abrupt changes from one song to another, and that's just the way it is. So here's Fleur de Lis playing the song Rome.
Thank you. years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country. Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
The only thing I like more than cookies is post-rock. We heard two songs, no, just one. Fleur-de-Lis playing the song Rome.
And that's really the best I can do for that. I have a few, so I was looking up Fleur-de-Lis by, or Rome playing the song Fleur-de-Lis, and I wanted to look up some more information, so it turns out that the Fleur-de-Lis is a hotel in Rome, so I wanted to read you just a couple reviews. 5 stars by Tomasz One, who's from Poznan, Poland. He says, excellent choice. We had a great stay in Rome, very good location near the Vatican and metro station. The owner was kind and helpful, good price to condition value. We would highly recommend to anyone looking for a nice B&B in the center of Rome. So if you're in Rome, the Fleur-de-Lis is a lovely accommodation. I think it's also a lovely song. Again, a bit of a change up from Jesper, but I think totally worthwhile. Post-rock is a janky genre, and you get a bunch of different stuff coming out there. I also wanted to mention just briefly that there is a Discorder fundraiser on April 23rd. So stay tuned for details about that. That should be wild. The Discorder magazine is a cool magazine. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to pick up a copy yet, but the cover art is really cool this week. So, or this edition. Is it an edition? Clearly, I don't know what you call it, but it's whatever this one is. It's nice. So check that out. We have more post-rock to come, and I'll do my best to not do any more Sesame Street impressions, but no promises. What do we have next? I would like to play a song by the Japanese band Miau. It's actually spelled M-I-A-O-U, which I think really captures what meows actually sound like. The song is called Always Dreaming of Things to Come, and it is not... It's not by any cats there. I don't think any cats were involved or harmed in the making of this song. If you're interested in cat-based music, I would recommend Mantra by Tool. The drummer made the song by gently squeezing his cats, recording the sounds they made, and then slowing it down. Yes, that's real. And there's also a metal band with two bulldogs that are the lead singers, and there's a separate metal band with a parrot as the lead singer. The two metal bands have a split, and I think it probably just sounds like a zoo, but I don't know. Anyway, back on track, this is Meow playing the song Always Dreaming of Things to Come.
Thank you. love that song. That was Meow playing the song Always Dreaming of Things to Come.
And when I was trying to figure out what Elmo sounded like, I watched a short video about how bananas come from. I don't think it was where bananas come from. I think it was how bananas come from. And Elmo was just walking around, and there was bananas and the banana tree and that kind of thing. Fun fact about bananas, there's no clear difference in definition between bananas and plantains. Like, there aren't characteristics that a banana has and a plantain doesn't. In fact, they exist on a banana-plantain spectrum, or the banana-tain spectrum, as is referred to by scientists. I know I make up a lot of stuff on the show, but I made up the banana tange. I realize why you guys don't trust me, but this is a real thing. It said so on Wikipedia, so I think it's real. Anyone that has anything bad to say about Wikipedia, I would love to fight. Please come and fight me. I'm probably mentioning this late, but this is a pre-recorded show. Right now, it's actually, for me, it's Monday at 6, but for you, it's Thursday at 7. Aren't time zones weird? The reason that I'm pre-recording this show, actually it's, I guess, 7:34-ish or 35-ish. Time zones are crazy. I guess the international dateline and the Coriolis effect all play a role. In any event, the reason that I'm doing this is because I want to go to the Japanese Girls show that is happening very, very soon at the Biltmore. It's happening tonight. So if you still have time to go, you should go, because they're playing stuff off their new album, which isn't out yet, and it's going to be really, really rad and cool and fun, and I love the Japanese Girls, so that's why I'm mentioning them. And I'll be there, so I think it starts at, doors are at 8, but it starts at 9, I think is how they do it, and Fine Times is opening for them, and I think they're going to have other guests as well, which I'll know, because I'll be there, but they haven't published them yet. So, I would really heartily recommend checking them out, and if you don't get a chance to go to their show, I would just recommend checking out Japanese Girls in general. I guess checking out Japanese Girls, what I mean by that is both, like, check out Japanese Girls and also listen to the music of the band Japanese Girls, because it's really good, and they have some songs that really, really get to me, especially Southern Comforting. That's a great song. And they're coming out with a new album soon, so that was cool. They actually played at Record Store Day. I was hanging out at Record Store Day, which was last Saturday. Hopefully some of you had a chance to get out to that. I was at Beat Street doing interviews, so if you were listening to the radio on Saturday, you would have heard my voice then as well. It was a lot of fun. The Japanese Girls played at Vinyl Records, so I got to see them, and I didn't even know they were coming, so that was lovely. That was a lovely little treat for little old me. That's where I'll be, so if you're trying to call in, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just in the past, and if they invent a phone that allows you to call from what time you're in now to me, call me in and let me know, because I'll be able to pick it up in that case. Other than that, we just have more music to play, and we're just going to keep on keeping on, as they say in the First Aid Kit song. This next song is cool. I found this one looking for music, as I do. I scour the earth for you. I look high and low to find new music. I check under most rocks and behind some trees. And this kind of fell into my lap while I was doing the search. The band is The Impala, and it's this really cool, like, electronic, it's electronic, it's post-rock, it's banging, it's banging, because it's banging. I heard this song, and I was just like, all right, and then I just downloaded the album, so, I would like to play a song for you by The Impala. As I said, the song is Sleeping Under the Frozen Rose. It's very new. They released it March 18th, 2016. So for me, it's exactly a month old. And for you, it's exactly a month and 3 days old. And they're a Russian band, which I think is so cool about music nowadays, is we can hear these bands from all over the world playing songs. And I don't know, like maybe 50 years ago, it would be much harder to hear a post-rock band from Russia, because post-rock wasn't really invented back then. Anyway, this is Sleeping Under the Frozen Roses by the Impala, and I hope you like it just as much or more than myself. The Impala reminds me a lot of Infinity Shred, which is one of my favorite bands, actually. So imagine my surprise and my happy feelings when I found them. Infinity Shreds, a band from the States, and I played them on the show before. They're very, very similar to that, with the whole, like, electronic influenced, really, like, fun, banging post-rock. One of the things that really gets me about post-rock is, I've been talking a lot about the spectrum of post-rock music, but it's really hard to get a full grasp of truly how large the spectrum is until you hear a song like that, and then you hear a song by, like, To Make Say Think, or another band that's much kind of slower. I mean, Do Make Say Think is, like, symphonic. I mean, you have, like, the symphony stuff, you have those bangers, you have these, like, big sweeping melodies, there's metal involved, there's all kinds of stuff. So it's really a pleasure to be able to pass on some of my picks of post-rock music to you. It's really a pleasure, so thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for thanks for accidentally leaving the radio turned on to this channel, is what I'm saying. Or if you're a regular listener, hi, Mom. but this is a lot of fun, and I'm happy to share these things that I enjoy with you. Speaking of sharing these things that I enjoy, I would like to play another song for you. This is another band that I came upon during my vast search. During this latest search for music, I actually traveled across the Indian Ocean. I searched far and wide, and I portaged a canoe for 308 miles across Mississippi in order to find this next song that I want to play for you by the band Somniferous. The song is called 59 Days, and their whole thing is really cool. They're doing really cool stuff. Somniferous is really cool. So I would just like to play that song then, and that's what I'm going to do. So this is 59 Days by Somniferous.
for the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
We just heard Somniferous playing the song 59 Days. And if you enjoyed that song, you should definitely look into more of their stuff because I like all of it. Somniferous is from Boston, and they have, I was looking at the tags they've attached to their music, and they got pretty well everything. Alternative, ambient, emo, instrumental, post-rock, instrumental, post-metal, post-rock, psychedelic, shoegaze, space rock, Boston. There you go. All the double ups were differences in formatting, so they would have post and rock as two separate words, post-rock as one word, post-rock is hyphenated. They wanted to cover all their bases, I guess. Anyway, I really like that song. I love all of their stuff. I've been listening to them a lot lately. And I looked up what somniferous means, and it's tending to put to sleep or tending to induce sleep. So a sleeping pill, for example, is somniferous. Maybe this show is somniferous. Maybe reading the newspaper is somniferous. Fighting bears with fireworks that are attached to knives so that you can save the queen from an evil vampire who's trying to blow up the earth using a deuterium reactor in the hopes of hijacking the gold market to use for his propaganda is probably not somniferous, because that sounds actually kind of cool. We have one song left, and we're running out of time, which I know is sad, but such is life, such is the spice of life. The spice of life today is pickling spice. I tried pickling eggs for the first time. I'll let you know how it goes when I try one. And with that, I should probably wind things down. Up next is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai. Probably, I think. No, come to think of it, he told me that he's not going to be here. So it's something else. It's a fill-in. So stay tuned for something kooky and fun, or maybe just playlist stuff. I don't know. I don't know who's coming in next. It's a mystery. Don't you love mysteries? It could be anyone. It could be Sherlock Holmes. Maybe he'll solve the mystery for you. The Mystery of My Broken Heart by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. I'm going to leave you with one last song. This song is a song that I like, as all of these songs have been. This song is by the band Sleepstream, and the song is called A Waltz with the Seventh Crane. Thanks for listening. I'll be at the Biltmore listening to Japanese Girls. Come check them out if you're in the area, or if you're down to listen to something new, or if you like them and want to listen to them again. And I'll be back in 2 weeks' time at 8 p.m. doing more post-rock stuff. If you like the show, if you want to hear more of it, you can listen to it. You can listen to all the previous episodes. They've been podcasted online. This is the 65th installment, so there should be 64 other podcasts, and then when this one goes up, 65. So that's a lot of content, and if you're into the show, check it out. I like it. I listen to it sometimes. When I'm falling asleep, I find it quite somniferous. That would be a little egomaniacal. Anyway, this is Sleepstream playing the song A Waltz with the Seventh Crane. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and take care.